I'm going.
I know where I'm going.
She goes from that to promiscuous girl.
Yeah, this guy with the commentary. Whispers over here.
Whispers.
Oh, hey, you could do the whisper song.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, do the whisper song. Yin Yang Twins.
I have no idea.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah!
And your think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
Thank you for listening to another episode of this bullshit.
What?
First of all, we need a shout out.
Yeah, I agree, yo.
This is a shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram and Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram. And there is a website for Khadija.R. I just do not remember it off the top right now. Just got figured it out today.
That's the one that you sent?
Yeah, I sent it in our group. And that's, we're going to be posting that website information on our site, so it'll be easy to link up and share and see what projects that she's working on and book yourself a session for a photography shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the exact URL? Okay. Khadija Photography dot Wix site. That's Wix, W-I-X site.com/photography. All right. And we're going to do things proper this time. So I got everybody's attention right now. I think right away, doing it right, we do a disclaimer.
This episode of Chilling with Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This is for entertainment purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad for you. You have been warned. Thanks, and please enjoy the show. I swear to God, one of these days, I won't need this damn paper.
There you have it.
See, it's true, automatic, come on, like, on the fucking disclaimer text.
Okay? It's good that we gave the disclaimer this time before, like, talking about dicks, pussies, and fuck you and shit like that.
Dicks, pussies, and fuck you! Man, this guy cussing, like, all the wicked shit in a matter of a second.
Motherfucker! We are not doing a live visual medium today. What you're listening to was strictly recorded for the Anchor listeners. That's right, on Anchor. You can find us on iTunes. Like, share, comment. Give us a 5-star rating if you like what you're listening to.
Even if you don't like it,
give us a 5-star rating. If you already gave us a 5-star rating, take them off and then put them back.
Yeah, put it twice. I don't know, 3 times a lady.
But yeah, man, we're doing well. Like, a lot of things like went down. This was the long weekend was last weekend, Victoria weekend. Now the United States got the Memorial Day weekend going on right now, and a lot of. I don't even want to get into the political aspect because we could just sit here. I don't want every time we say Trump. See, I just said
Gesundheit.
Okay, he gets 2 minutes. Okay. Trump, okay, because then we don't talk about him for the rest of the show. He gets us 2 minutes, and that's it. He told North Korea that, yeah, let's meet up. Then he said, no, we ain't meeting up no more. And now everybody's mad. Anybody else got anything to say about Trump?
He wants to get rid of abortion.
Yeah, he's an all-around jerk right now.
He wants to get rid of the whole Planned Parenthood because of the abortion part. He doesn't want to just take out that part and leave Planned Parenthood. He wants to just nix it.
Gun violence is still at an all-time high. I think there was a recent shooting in
Houston.
Houston. You know, like, okay. Remember I was saying, okay, it's because we have cameras, you have social media, that you're easily going to see all these things that are happening around the world when it comes to school shootings also. But we looked it up. This has been happening. A long time. This has been happening. So, me, I was saying a good solution is, this might sound draconian, but we've reached a point where this is, like, ridiculous. You're going to sentence the kid to whatever you could sentence him, right? Parents, life in prison.
Huh. They were not responsible with their guns. The kids probably got the guns from their parents, which is usually the case from what we saw. The parents are responsible for the gun. They're responsible for what that gun does. Well,
yeah, I agree with the fact that they did get the gun from their parents.
What if you say period? Because you just happened to raise an asshole. Do you think the gun violence will go down if we say, if we like put parents accountable and say, if your child is
guilty of this crime,
you could get life in prison?
Well, just talking about U.S. in general.
U.S. in general. Oh, I mean, because I can only speak for what I've seen going on in the news happening in the States. This is like so many shootings going on in a row. Maybe it's going on.
You guys have a good point with the parents, because if you get you, it's easy to, because a lot of the parents are from, you know, U.S. Army men and women.
Yeah, these, they
get their guns.
Pro-gun Republican areas.
They get their guns and they keep it from the Army. They keep it, you know, they could easily get it from their parents. But when you're talking about if the parents don't have any guns, but I find it's very easy in the States to get a gun on the street.
How does a kid bring a gun into the house and the mom don't notice when the mom cleans the room?
Well, they also keep it at their friend's house.
I know what you're saying. I can't, like, no.
Like, they have other ways. Kids are freaking, for one thing, you gotta think generations are smart. And they'll think of ways of doing it.
I shit from my parents growing up.
I think about it. And
let alone a fucking AK-47.
If you really want to, if you're looking back,
some of these kids dig it up in a park.
Yeah,
they put it in a park, they fucking dig it up, put in fucking, like, beyond, like, dig it up. No, like, the kids, boys, honestly, are so smart nowadays. Yes. But you're right. One thing with the parents, they should get a charge.
Something
if they get it from them. But how are they going to keep an eye on their kid all the time to get that gun in? I don't know.
Okay, look. We're not talking about, okay, if a kid goes and shoots up a school, we're not, this is not a, he just woke up one day.
No, they planned this shit.
This is planned. There's a whole, like, it must be a range of things. I'm not an expert on this. There must be a whole lot of things that happen, a whole lot of signs that pop
this
up
is a very
before this
issue,
kid, like,
though,
shoots up the school, right? And if a parent is not really paying attention to that, like, do we hold the parents accountable?
I don't think so. Like, if it depends if it comes from the house or not. Because the parent could, I've seen parents try to get through to their kid and say, okay, you need to talk to me, come here, stay here, and also be nice.
And it doesn't get through.
And it does not get through.
And then you got cases where it's just the nannies taking care of the kids because the parents are too busy working.
Yeah, that's it.
Gary, you do have a point. If they find out that the gun comes from the parents, they should get, I agree with you, they should get a fucking charge.
And I don't know what the number is, but a lot of the times,
it is. It's a good percentage.
Big percentage. It's
good percentage. I agree with you totally. But some of these kids, like, they could ask their friends' brothers, you know, like, older brothers. And boom, do you have this for sale? And they would work part-time and get, like, a 9mm for, like, $100.
Not that you know anything about this. This is all
No.
This is a legend.
It could be anything, though. But you're right, though, on one thing I do agree with you with is the fact that from their parents, if they owned, like, a range of guns, they should get a charge because they should keep an eye on that freaking... Why do you have that many weapons in the house?
Yeah.
And
I feel like if you're a gun owner, crazy, or you're a pro-gun owner, and your child somehow manages to get their hands on this despite the fact that you locked it up or whatever, I think if it's a severe enough thing that you could face life in prison... I was making the joke. You'll see every bullet in its own case with a combination. Like, say each bullet has its own little box just to make sure that this kid does not get their hands on
it. I'll tell you
shit,
a personal story. My dad was, he liked to hunt animals like ducks, you know, stuff like that. And he had rifles in his big wooden like bureau like type of thing. Like, no, it was like a piece of furniture.
Okay.
And my mom says, as soon as that kid is 10 years old, you're selling that shit or I'm leaving you. My mom gave him an ultimatum. My dad didn't even think. He's like, yeah, I'll sell it. I don't hunt ducks anymore. He sold that. He sold all of them for like $500. Boom. $500 total. Boom. Because my mom said, I'm not having no guns in this house while this child is becoming a teenager. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, yo, I'm there curious. Oh, look at this gun here. Like, yo, I can defend myself. Go with someone, shoot someone in the street. You never know. You know, and like my mom is like, nah, no guns in the street. I even seen on Facebook, this 9-year-old girl, for her birthday, got a pink and baby blue rifle. Sniper rifle, sorry, that she can shoot like moose or any type of animal, wildlife, in the South.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like it's very like, I think they knew what they were doing. I think it was very well supervised. I think they lock it up. We don't know the whole situation. Yes, she has a gun.
Okay, yeah, you're
but
right.
It might not be with her in
that
her room.
That is the oddest
it might
gift
be
I've ever
locked
seen.
Locked away. I it might be just for sport.
And I can see from
your
perspective. Like,
you're right.
But it is terrifying.
Okay. If the gun is not...
No, you're right. Yeah, I could see that. But still, like, that's an odd gift for a 9-year-old.
That's it. Like, if the weapon is not there, then that shit can't happen. But I've seen videos like you're probably saying. If the kid becomes
responsible to know how
to use it, then there's less chances maybe of the extreme case of happening if they know enough about it.
See,
as opposed to not knowing about it at all. I mean, there's it's very complex, just like anything else in life.
You know, that's why it's such a that's why I think it's such a sensitive issue. Cause, like, there's positive and negatives to everything, right? Like you said, if they're introduced to it early, they might know how to handle it when they get older and not, like, you know, shoot someone on... Exactly, abuse
and show them the value of life.
But...
I think that should be the
main thing. It could get them into, like, ooh, I like shooting stuff.
Yeah, it could be that too.
And... It gets some kind of...
Where's the line?
Exactly. That's why it's so sensitive. Yeah. Where is... That's the question.
Where is the line?
That is the question.
We live in such a divided world and we're right next to each other.
Nice question.
So many different point of views and so many things are let slide and some things are super strict on. And like we're living from border to border, you know, between Canada and then the States is right there. And then the States, you got states that are like this and states that are like that. You know what I mean? Just...
Like, honestly, I told my mom, because my mom is like, oh, these guns and da-da-da. And I go, yeah, you're right in a way, like, you know, it should have, like, sometimes you think it should have never been made.
Like, guns should be international law. There should be international law in this.
Probably.
It should not be sanctioned just for each country to decide on their own. Like, no, there should be universal, hey.
But I told my mom.
Your kid can't have an AK-47 to shoot deer. Like,
what kind of kid needs an
AK-47? What's going on?
But I told my mom it's the person handling it, you know? I'm saying that's the problem. It's
the
not the gun.
It's not the
handling it. You know, you're the one pressing the trigger. You know what I'm saying? You're the one that's putting the bullets into the gun. You're the one that's handling it. So if you're out to do harm, I don't think the guns is really the problem. I think it's like you need like a mental, like interview background type of deal. Like, yo, are you able to handle this gun?
Or if you have mental illness in your life?
Yeah.
If it's in your family. Well, should be shown on the record. Like, maybe you shouldn't get a hat.
The thing is, you know what I think the problem with the States is, and I said it to my mom, is the fact that it's too easy to get a gun in the States.
I wonder if it's a fact. Because I always say that because I've never experienced it myself. Like, how much easier it is to get a gun in the States as opposed to, let's say, here in Canada?
That is a good question.
I
heard it on interviews... Talking to people from the U.S., talking, like, seeing it on the internet, you know, with just people talking about it, and they say it's really too easy to get a gun in the U.S. Here, it's not that easy. It's less easy than the U.S., I find.
I would like to know for a fact. Like, I feel you on, like, the speculation, because...
Well, that's what people
see,
speculate, yeah.
We can speculate that, but...
Well, that's what people do, all they do. They don't really know their truth. It's a question of speculation, you know, of getting guns. Like, I'm...
All right. No, hold on. We're going to segue. We're going to break the tide here a little bit. Because I know I see Nick over there in the seat fidgeting. What's the score? Where are we at right now in this game 7 of Boston versus Cleveland?
18-17 for Cleveland.
once already. Oh my God. Okay, now. And he hit a fadeaway shot out of bounds. Like, he was falling out of bounds. Hit a fadeaway that fell into the crowd. Hopefully the sound quality is top notch in here with this microphone. What you just, this scraggly voice you just heard in the background. 17
for Cleveland. He hit a shot going out of bounds, fading away. Yeah. Falling to his ass. And he hit it.
Little background story on what's going on with Nick over here. He has a throat infection, obviously. He sounds like utter crap, but still wanted to participate into the podcast. So we've limited him.
It's hard to say that.
Limited him.
Yeah, I know. It is hard to say that, though.
It's a tongue twister. Just giving us a score on this game 7. We're trying to do this podcast. You see me talking fast a little bit because I actually want to catch this game before it ends. But I also want to get this podcast in because, a lot of recent things. We talked about gun violence just before. What else? Like, in pop culture, like, Morgan Freeman. They got him. Wait, hold on. Before we go on to Morgan Freeman.
No, there's just way too much difference between the gun laws. Like, we can't even get into it at this point.
It would be too much?
It'd be way too much.
So just tell people, Google it, right?
Yeah, just Google it, because it's insane.
It's insane. Like, the laws between the two countries are super...
See, that's how bad it is.
Just looking at it gave me a headache.
I wish it was like a one-click
numbers
thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I would love to read that. You know what I'm saying? I love numbers.
But we would suggest that you guys Google it. That's an interesting question. How much easier it is to get a gun...
What is the line? Also, what is the line?
But I want to know that one. The one is really good. How much easier it is to get a gun in the States than it is in Canada?
That is a good question.
How much easier? It would be nice for law enforcement to punch in on our comments list to somewhere and give us a...
That is true.
I don't know that, but now we're going to move on. Morgan Freeman. 8 women accused Morgan Freeman of sexual harassment.
My goodness.
Hashtag me too.
Goodness.
Yep.
Holy crap. I only heard about that one comment. Because that one comment came up, and now 8 women?
Yeah, that one comment kind of makes the whole batch of apples.
Everyone jumps on the bandwagon, try to get some cash.
Yeah, but we can't let that one incident discount the other women that are accused, because maybe there is something behind it, you know? But the one that came to light with the reporter... saying, I've been 10 years in the business, and she said, this is an example of him sexually harassing me, and totally flopped with that reach. I don't know if it was edited to make her look bad. That's the one footage that I found. I couldn't find anything else.
That's crazy.
I don't even have the name of the reporter. That's how much reporting I do. This is not a news podcast, motherfuckers.
This is true. This is...
Okay.
I make you laugh and choke on your shit.
We bring this shit up, and you can look it up.
We keep it real.
You know what I mean? We just bring it up.
I don't know, like, let me ask you, like, do you notice, like, especially with Bill Cosby, right, but a lot of other people, do I find it like everyone's, like, thinking, oh, it's time to get you back kind of deal? Or, like, is it time, like, because now it's time to get you back?
Well, it's been happening, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You can say it's been happening. Yeah. The reason why it might seem like how you're saying, oh, it's time to get him back type of deal, is only because now it's easier...
That's what I'm saying.
To get it up. Social media gives you that platform where it's easy to get everybody on the same page with you. That's why Twitter is it's a gift and a curse, Twitter. Twitter could cause revolutions. The guys that invented this shit, they don't know what... I don't know if they knew what they did when they started this shit, but...
But Morgan Freeman actually, like, he didn't touch anyone. It's all things that he had said in interviews.
So all things they said, because I've heard comments of him rubbing lower backs.
Yeah.
Lifting up skirts.
Okay, well, he said none of that. I don't know, because in everything that I read, I didn't see any of that. But he did say that he does compliment and joke around with people, just make them feel easy, like at ease. He even does it to guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's his explanation, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me honest you. Have you heard... one thing I think about is, like, have you heard about anything about Morgan Freeman until now?
Right.
Type of deal?
Like...
You know what I'm saying?
Him, now, this late in life.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, Bill Cosby. So, that's... I know, Bill Cosby...
No, I heard stuff about him...
But we were hearing stuff that he was doing back when he was young, too.
Yeah, 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 you know? Yeah.
Bill for years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but just like
now. My dad heard stuff about him. Trust me. You know what? My dad. Remember? Okay, I'll give you an honest story. My dad, because he had Bill Cosby on record. His comedy on record. That's how far Bill Cosby.
That's how comedy used to be the. Oh yeah. Distributed on record. Back in the day, you put it on a vinyl.
Vinyl. My dad had
no him Netflix.
On, yeah. My dad had him on vinyl, but I heard him on vinyl. It was hilarious. But my dad goes, "Yo, it was him. Watch him with the ladies, eh?" He goes, "He heard stories about him with the him and the ladies."
Oh yeah, this is
You know, like, and I'm like, I was a kid. I'm like, whoa, whatever. Didn't pay no mention to it. But I remember now, like, yo, they were talking about him since a long time ago. But Morgan Freeman, I never heard anything.
Yeah, Morgan.
About Morgan Freeman. And I know Morgan Freeman more of a sarcastic joker. You know, he'd make a comment. Like you said, maybe slap a girl on the butt or something like that.
Well, I don't
maybe. Slapping, I said maybe.
A slapping on the ass is still not appropriate. But oh, mild boy. Compared to Weinstein raping.
Violently raping.
Violently raping a woman.
And he got charged for that. So he got charged and he's also, on bail sorry, right now. He paid $1 million bail.
It's true. Bill Cosby bail. Drugging a girl and then raping her. You know what
yeah, that's fucking weird too, man.
You know, it's kind
of like unconscious bitches.
Morgan like, Freeman, like you're going to see if you're going to talk about that just because of the name. I think they're doing that just because it's Morgan Freeman because he's a famous actor. And also voice.
Yeah, he just got the deal in Vancouver. He's the voice of the transit system in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, say a word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so wicked. Cool. That's so wicked, man.
I want to move to Vancouver just because of that.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yo, if I would...
Next stop, 8th Avenue.
Yo. I was like, yo, that's Morgan Freeman, yo.
I'm staying on the bus.
Fuck, here we get all... Next stop is Jolicoeur. Fucking get some fucking I don't know what's his name.
Yo, I don't our transport voice when it tries to say certain things, I'm like, wow.
Wow, what? At water.
At water.
It's like they're making fun of English people. At yeah, yo, water.
Anytime it's an English word, yo, Gladstone.
Or monk. Why is the K like so?
You know, since you all say the French name is nice. Alors. This is all beautifully and shit.
I know, even on the buses, guy. Yo, the best is, what's it called? That street on Jolicoeur. Ma foot. They go, ma foot.
What street?
Oh, no. Sorry, no. It's Moffat.
Moffat.
It's Moffat.
Oh, Moffat, yeah.
They go, Moffat.
Fat.
I'm like, oh, Mo Fat, yo. Mo Fat. I'm like, really? It's Moffat. Dumbass. Stupid
fuck. Pushing that in. BB.
Or Thierry. It's Thierry, motherfucker.
Oh, man, no, but they say Thierry.
No, Thierry.
That's actually the right way of saying
it. Oh, motherfucker, it's Thierry. I don't care. What sounds better, Thierry or Theory? Like, seriously.
You really gonna have that debate? Which just sounds better?
Dollar.
Dollar.
Dollar. You know, like...
I wish I would've got hired for the fucking...
Yeah, dollar. Yeah.
Dollar. Now it's dollar. Next stop, Dollar Newman.
Like, I understand names, yeah, LaPierre.
LaPierre Newman. Imagine that would have been dope.
Does LaPierre Newman?
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does.
I don't think I've been on that bus long enough. I always get off like at the McDonald's. Just am I to, right? Like, LaPierre Newman? I go to Leslie. What?
LaPierre Newman, right? That's a corner.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it is. Yeah, but not for a bus.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you're right. It is for a bus.
Yeah,
106.
The six.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the six.
Couchard's right there, so that's why people either you live down the street or go up there. Oh, yeah, that's where you rhyme for me.
Okay.
I'm like, Eddie! I'm like...
I'm legally blind.
Okay, for people that don't know, because I don't know if we ever told the story on the podcast before, but And he can't see without glasses.
Very little.
So someone caught her name in the street, she'll run. Yeah. If she doesn't have her glasses.
I'm not even chasing after her. I'm like 20 feet down the street. You know, I'm like, Annie! She's like, I'm like this waving her and she runs. I'm like.
She starts running.
Dude, if I was chasing you, I would have caught you.
Most hilarious thing to happen. That's it. You call somebody's name, they start running. Oh, okay.
I'm like looking at her. I'm like, what? I'm like waving my arms trying to get her attention. She looks and starts running. I'm like, I felt all like you know. But I understand her because she didn't know what was going on.
So, I don't know what's going on. Bye.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's like,
just starts running.
That's what I'm saying. I give her credit though. It's like, she doesn't go on, I'm gonna run.
It's just how I deal, man.
It's how you deal with situations.
I don't know, man. I've seen too many horror movies. It's all a trap. It's always a trap. Just go, deny, run.
Fuck this.
Well, that's a good way to think almost.
I've seen Wrong Turn. I've seen Wolf Creek. I know what the fuck happens.
Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek. This is those horror movies she watches, man.
I have no idea what that is.
She watched this Italian movie where it was just a person running around screaming.
Suspiria!
Like, I don't know what was going on. Like, it's a weird shit. But, like, yo, wait, what's the box score?
32-23 Celtics, second quarter.
How much time left?
8:30 in the second quarter. You're winning by 9? By 9 points.
Celtics winning by 9. Oh.
Well, that's the second quarter. Wait till the third.
Yeah.
And LeBron just turned over the ball.
Oh!
Dun dun
dun.
Oh, shit!
Okay, before we go, I want to talk about the Houston Rockets game yesterday.
Okay, you want to go like the Western. Okay, this is the game 5?
This is game 6.
Game 6?
Game 6.
That went down last night.
Yes.
Last night?
It's game 6. Yeah.
This is a night. Okay, we were watching Solo. Whoop. But, go ahead.
Okay, and I was watching the whole game, and the first half was super competitive. Like, Warriors stayed in there, and they were losing by 17, and they brought it back to 10. But they actually brought it down to 4. But then the Rockets put it up to 10. So I was like, okay, this is a competitive game. It's up and down. It's going good. And then the second half, I don't even know what happened. Like, it was turnover city. It was like, you know when a team is shook? Because they were leading by 10. And I mean, literally, alone by Klay Thompson, in a matter of a minute or two, like 3 or 4 plays, put it down to 2 points.
Yeah, Klay went off.
8 points, gone. Erased. They did 3 stops and came back 2 threes and a 2-pointer. 2-point lead. And after, boom, lead by 1. After, lead by 5. Game over. After they led by 5, it was nothing but Warriors. Yeah. And all the Rockets did was complain to the refs and turn over the fucking ball. It's like they replaced them with high school players and said, you want to play? Come on the court and play.
Yeah, they were crying.
Oh, no, crying, like crying. Like, yo, they should have put tissues in their back fucking shorts, guy. Like fucking, you know what I'm saying?
So wait, is that what they mean by like they forced a game 7?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They forced the game. They said, we're playing a game 7.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, dude, I never seen a 39-point differential in the second half.
Yeah, the Rockets are up by 17. The Warriors won by like 28 or something at the end of the game.
Because I only see the highlights.
No, it was by 10, and they won by 29. That's 39 points.
39-point differential.
That's insane.
39-point swing.
That is fucking insane.
That's like, oh shit, okay, we gave you a chance.
We gave you a chance. Might as well just
let's try to
take
the
ball. They probably just you might as well just roll the ball and say, here, take it.
We let you guys get enough points. Now we're gonna win. Yeah. I tell you, look, I don't watch NBA playoffs from the beginning. I don't. That's just me.
To each his own.
A lot of people might disagree with me. So what? I don't watch in the beginning, okay? A lot of money is spent going to bars and buying beers to watch round one, to watch the fucking Raptors get swept. Who wants to do that?
Raptors?
The Raptors got swept.
Raptors, right?
Raptors, yeah.
I heard Rapture. I think he said Rapture.
No, I said Raptors.
No, he said Raptors.
Oh. Only you would hear Rapture because you don't know anything about the Raptors.
I know they're from Toronto.
Well, there you go. What's the name of the stadium?
Toronto.
All right.
I just
don't pick that. On her, dude.
I can't. I'm not. She knows I'm joking. But, yeah, like, I don't want to waste time with that. The only thing that really matters is game sevens in conference finals.
Which is one.
From then on.
Which is happening right now.
Which is happening right now.
And tomorrow as well.
Right now.
And tomorrow. Big game tomorrow, too.
Big game tomorrow, too.
Yeah,
I'm watching that for sure.
Yeah. For fucking sure I'm watching that. Because I'm on vacation.
Nice.
On vacation.
Where are you watching it?
Celebrate.
Oh, probably my house.
Nice.
For once.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? We got wings in the fridge. We could just make some wings and some nachos nice. Right here.
Here we go. I'm getting some jalapenos.
For no, we're going to go and try to catch the same.
Guacamole chips.
Guacamole chips, this guy.
Love it. Love Nick, eh?
Guacamole chips, motherfucker.
Yeah. Guacamole chips.
Guacamole chips.
All right, we're going to mosey on out of here. This guy talk about chips and shit. Nice. I know this is a short podcast, but we're going to keep it nice and sweet. Because I want to watch this fucking game. All right? So, if you want to hear more information about us or see what we're up to, you go to facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. You know I can't read that. All right. We're on Instagram. Instagram at
Chillin' with Villains.
We have a pretty good following here on Chillin' with Villains, the Instagram. Thank you for liking all of our wacky pictures. And commenting, and we're keeping things alive with our stories to give you a little snapshot of our lives day to day. Happy you guys enjoy that. Happy for the support that I got on completing the Millennium Falcon.
Woo! Yeeks.
Yes, yes.
Good job, both of y'all.
My
good
story, job. And I have it in the highlights at Gary the Villain on Instagram. SoundCloud.com. Still going to be a work in progress. I'm going to be redoing how we post things on SoundCloud. Still working on that. Let's just skip over everything. Snapchat, you know where we at Chill Villains. So shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram. Anything else? Email?
No, we
didn't. We did. Oh, the email.
Yeah, and that too.
The email.
Frank is going to be mad.
Frank's going to be upset. Our email. If you have any complaints. Which we still don't care about.
Fuck or if you want to, like, you know, just, like, say something nice. Or send us a funny cat. I like your cats.
No dick pics.
No dick pics. Nobody wants to see that, okay? Just stop with the dick pics already.
No pussy pics either.
What?
Don't send body parts without being asked for the body part. How about that?
At least if you're going to send a pussy pic, keep it trimmed.
Nah, man, we don't discriminate. Just
that was super
ask us first.
That just went right off the deep end. Look at Smith's face. He's in shock right now.
We have to get one in.
Oh, dude.
Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. No, wait. The chillervillains at gmail.com. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
On behalf of Jess Filming.
Peace.
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Biatch.
Yeah. Ah, this guy's voice.
What you gonna say there?
Yeah, giddy up? He's like, what's going on?
Oh. I thought he said giddy up.
55.
Nice.
Oh, so do I.
No, you did all right.